A money moving workshop can take as little as a week. We would design what the structure looks like on a case-by-case basis. Let's say you are an online content creator with a substantial audience. As associate producer, we would spend maybe 2 to 3 days in a creative portal on Zoom, creating content for your unique campaign. Then we would spend 6 to 10 days activating your audience into incredible vision, where at the end, they'll attend an amazing online event and contribute a monetary amount from their field of generosity. When you apply for regular grants, you usually have to pour an annoying amount of free labor into writing the thing, wait an annoying amount of time before you find out if you got it, and there's no guarantee that you will. Here, we're not just creating a Village Artist grant system, we're creating a rapid fire system. This is not like throwing your heart and guts, aka your art baby, into a void and hoping the money will come through. During the entire money moving workshop, I'll still act as your coach, your guide, and essentially your big dog. If we run into problems, we recalibrate, adjust, find innovative solutions, and we keep trying until we feel complete. I'm also not a secret. The campaign can involve me coming on, answering questions, creating content together, wherever that feels good. All right, so say we run a successful campaign. What are the protocols around how we organize the money? When I work with an associate producer, we split what we raise by the rule of thirds that are found in many ancestor healing traditions. You keep some, I keep some, and some goes back to the ancestors. This means what we're doing with one money-moving workshop is creating 3 big village grants. One will go back to me, i.e. growing the Spider-Woman network. One will go to whatever you self-determine you want the money for. The last third will offer to a cause that we both care about. What's really cool about the split is that these 3 big grants can then be split into several other smaller grants. For example, let's say 800 people were activated into a money-moving workshop and were inspired to give something from their field of generosity. For some people, that number was higher. For some, it was lower. Let's say on average, you know, it came out to $375 per person. That's $300,000 in 10 days. And we split that in 3. With my 100K, I could say, I'm creating a village grant to support a few months of my livelihood expenses. I'll also create 3 village grants for artists who I'm working with directly. I would also put aside a chunk for a local Afro-Indigenous land stewardship project. As associate producer, you determine what you want to do with your share. Maybe you also keep a chunk aside for a few months of your livelihood expenses. Maybe you put some toward hiring a part-time assistant, but pay them more than part-time wages so they also have extra space to rest and grieve, which they desperately need. And maybe you offer some to the single mama in your neighborhood so that she has lunch covered for the next 3 months. With the third 100K, we decide where we want this money to go. We decide maybe we want this money to go toward mothers currently surviving genocide. This could even go towards supporting an organizer to do that research and logistical labor, find some really good collectives who can get money to folks on the ground for that specific cause. Do you see how our original 3-way split will inevitably start to snowball into more village grants, spreading to more places, supporting more people? Let's break it down so that you can see the good that you're a part of. With my share, 3 queer, trans, racialized artists, including myself, who have done an enormous amount of community work in the last 20 years, often unpaid, we get to relax more now because we don't have to stress about covering our livelihood expenses for the rest of the year. Then a young trans Black person gets funding to explore their awakening ancestor healing journey and work with their dream mentors and teachers. And then 2 local Afro-Indigenous land stewardship projects get some funding to support their vision and their development. With your share, let's say you put aside money to support the livelihood expenses of three revolutionary content creators who have been providing essential education on social media for free for years, including yourself. Plus, three kids and a single mama get lunch covered for the next 3 months. Plus, three different collectives raising money to directly support folks from Congo, Sudan, and Palestine get a chunk, and an organizer gets the support they need to focus on this work of organizing that distribution of money full-time for the next few weeks. That's what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 people or collectives who get a village grant from one three-way split. And inside those 14 grants, the people positively impacted is going to be even more. We did that in 10 days. And the only reason we did it is because we wanted to. At the end of each workshop, we host a town hall Q&A for everyone who invested something. We'll share the best things that we learned about going through the process, failures and successes. We'll share all the amazing things that we funded. Finally, we'll offer tips, tools, strategies to take our village granting funding model and apply it to your own situation. In other words, if you give money to a workshop, you're not just investing in village public funding, you're investing in what would otherwise be a free training. You're learning, you're studying, you're getting activated and inspired, you're solving your own problems, you're figuring out how to give back more efficiently and at a greater scale. Bottom line, the most important part of this practice is not necessarily the amount we raise, although that will be life-saving, but it's that we prepared and offered something that we can all work with. We're practicing essential skills that can grow over time. As we continue to grow this practice, we will see successes and failures when it comes to how much we raise and what happens during the workshop. That is inevitable, not to be feared, but again, regarding these moments as an invitation to return to village principles, learn something valuable, and go deeper. Our associate producer program has so many possibilities and room to grow. A content creator could start their own programming. For example, you could host a money-moving workshop every 4 months that covers your livelihood expenses as a creator, as well as three other people. That number can grow as more people invest. More and more people will want to invest as more and more people get a chance to receive. In the process, we're creating a culture that trains us as a village to financially support the otherwise free labor of our content creators. Several other content creators can follow this model by your example. More people get their bases covered. More revolutionary projects get funding. We build stronger liberation movements because they are financially backed, and not by the nonprofit sector, not by the whim of billionaires who sometimes send us money for weird reasons, but by us. You might be thinking, I love this and I want in, but I don't have a social media audience. There are many ways to apply innovative fundraising models that work for different situations. An organized phone call campaign can be immensely successful. I'm focusing on calling in associate producers with platforms into this vision first because it's the easiest and most powerful way that I can see right now to get this system up and running. But the producer program is just one door that we have open in the Spider-Woman network. In section 7, I'll talk about the different doors and realms I'm imagining to grow and nurture this movement, and with exciting plots in the garden for everyone. But before I get into that, let's touch down on section 5. What is possible to see in this movement as the years go on that we wouldn't otherwise get to see? I'll see you in the next voice note.